Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Welcome back in 8:42 a.m. here on a Wednesday morning, talking all things, well, really everything. We've hit just about everything in the show today, including the chicken sandwich wars that happened in Dylan's top five yesterday. Been a lot of fun. Hey, this segment's brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm.
Speaking of hitting everything.
Yeah.
Do you ever have like a moment at home where it's you're solo and you go, yeah, I'm a badass. Like, I'm so good. Like when you're with your kids and you do something else, it's not like, so yesterday I told you I had pork chop the last couple of days. Amy was like traveling around for her job, and yesterday she's playing and I go into the kitchen to grab something, and the pantry had just gotten to a point where we had ignored it, and we kept ignoring it, and I got tired of ignoring it, and I was like, I want to look at this, and then I broke a glass bottle out of the pantry.
Okay.
And instead of didn't lose my mind, didn't anything, I go, you know what? I'm going to work around her schedule, and I'm going to completely pull everything out of this pantry and then redo it. And then when I got
That's done, what made you feel like a badass?
Hold on.
Okay, I'm just checking.
But hold on. Here's what made me feel. Because, sometimes I'll get a project and I'll, get distracted. I have to finish projects as soon as I start them. That's why when I was in school, I would never start a project until, a day or so before the due date. Like, with a report or whatever. Because I was like, the only way I'm going to get it done and do it right is go all the way through it. Because, I'm locked in. And then when I lose my – don't finish it. So I got to stay hungry, you know what I mean, on the trail to finish that.
In the pantry.
So I'm working around her. She's playing right now. I got Toy Story, 3-on-4, and she's, playing with, she's got the piano little thing she's sitting up doing and everything. And I'm like – and I keep bouncing over there to make sure she's good. And I can see her. You know, she's in my sight, but if she, loses something or whatever. And then I had to stop because I had to rock her to sleep and everything. And then I go back. And so I was like, I'm never going to get back to it. But it didn't. Got the whole thing. Yeah, in my pantry. Dude, you should have seen my pantry. It took 2 hours. And I was like, but then it made me think. I was like, man, I can multitask and have the kid. I'm going to be okay.
Glad that you were excited. Glad that you were excited.
Mike, you know, I feel like you're kind of downplaying his achievement a little bit. I completely understand Bo in this regard. Because there would be times where I would – going back to when I used to live at home, I would mow with a push mower, mow the front yard, the backyard, take my dog for a walk, and give her a bath all in the same day. I felt really accomplished those days.
I was going to say, there's a difference, though, in feeling accomplished and feeling like a badass.
But, I mean, I feel like it's almost one and the same.
But yeah, badass kind of relative term. I mean, I kind of always feel
accomplished, yeah.
I always walk around like that. I mean, you know, you're 5'8 and a half. You got to walk around like you're a badass. People are going to try to take advantage of you, and they still do.
Got to get that half in there. Got to get that half in there.
Hey, man. I don't know. I was out driving you the other day.
Were you really?
Yeah.
No, at no point did you ever outdrive me. There's
oh, really?
No doubt.
At
only
no
if
point?
My ball hit a tree.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
That is out driving you. If I'm hitting it straight,
okay.
It's out driving
you. If you want to include mine, hit a tree. Yeah.
How many fairways did you hit? How many fairways did I hit? Let's just go there. How about that?
Who won?
Mike's had a better round.
Okay.
I thought
I was gonna say that's the second round of golf I've played in the last calendar year.
I, Well, first off, in fairness to us, neither one of us got to finish the full round because we both had to go pick up our kids. But
yeah. Both had bigger obligations.
I always have like three or four blow-up holes in an 18 at least, and it just completely the wheels come off.
How many holes did y'all play?
13, 12 or 13.
I also got stung on the golf course.
Oh,
by Yellow Jacket.
What's it with you and Yellow Jackets, man? They got a hit out, bounty out for you or something?
We were in the woods looking for somebody's ball.
The most predictable thing ever. The most predictable thing ever. Bo plays a good first hole. I think hits a decent shot of the second tee.
First two holes.
He's like, but it wasn't like two great holes. It was like par, like good tee shot, but double bogey.
No, it was a bogey.
And then Bo gets stung.
And it's the hardest hole in the course.
Of course, on hole three where he starts messing, playing great till I get stung by a freaking Yellow Jacket. I'm like, dude, that was the most predictable thing of all time.
Yeah. First off, the second hole is the hardest hole in the course. Yeah. And I've got a bogey on it, which is, for my handicap, pretty good.
All right. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Let's talk about Raheem Morris yesterday. He was asked about the challenges of stopping Josh Allen and how exactly are you supposed to rush him?
You know, well, this week's unique, right? You got a guy back there that we just mentioned that is unique in itself. So when you do pressure, you like to get him on the ground. You know, if you don't, he can make you pay in the worst way. So, like, you just want to focus on making sure that we are in the right rush lanes and doing the right things in order not to allow him out the pocket to be able to crease you and run the football, right? We had Baker get us, I think, three times in the first game. You know, Mariota got out once or twice. And these guys are getting more and more athletic. So you just got to make sure you focus on how you use your rush lanes, how to utilize some of those things, whether you're a blitzer or whether you're just part of the four-man rush, whatever the case may be. So, like, the discipline, the vision and violence that you need to rush with has to be sure we always keep that on the uptick.
I'd be curious to see which way they go.
I can hear the guy right now. Oh, man, just spy him. Just leave a spy.
Yeah.
And I would say that's actually not a bad idea. I'll go ahead and give you that. It's not a bad idea. Problem, and I want you to talk about this. The problem is when you leave a spy for him and you have a guy, now you're taking a guy to coverage. So if you're rushing four every time, you're essentially committing five players every passing down to there. And one of them is not even rushing. He's just sitting there. Now, you can say he's kind of filling an area, but the only thing he's paying attention to is the quarterback. And he's moving with the quarterback.
Here's what drives me crazy about making it that simplistic. And I know that you'll appreciate this, and I hope the people out there will as well. You think that you're the first person that's ever thought, I'll spy Josh Allen. That'll shut him down. Like, that's the key. You know what I mean? And do you think for one minute that the Buffalo doesn't know that you're having to do some of these things to stop Josh Allen? They are well aware. They are well aware. They know when you're in man coverage or zone coverage. They know that you want to play zone so that everybody in your secondary doesn't turn and run away from Josh Allen. They know these things, dude. Like, you're not the first person to have thought of these things.
Are you sure?
When they're facing off against Josh Allen. So if you're sitting in your car going, gotta spy him. Yeah, no kidding. Now, to dive deeper into that, I wouldn't even rush him. Like, I think this sounds crazy. I would say if Josh Allen beats us strictly from the pocket, then he just beat us. I'd put three guys up front. I would make sure that they don't run past him, that they're just simply pushing the pocket and keeping one arm free so they can try to come off and make a tackle. But there just is not a massive history of success when you are rushing four, five, six against Josh Allen. And I'll be curious to see how – now, you have to pick your spots. You can't do the same thing every play. But you, I'd be curious to see what Raheem and Jeff Ulbrich are going to dial up.
If you do that, do you then have a spy? Because my problem with the three-man rush –
I think you have two.
My problem with the three-man rush is that, you know, those are going to – there's going to be more lane. I feel like there's more rush lanes there. I know you just talked about, well, don't get behind him. Don't allow the tackle to push you around and where he can step up and in. But inevitably, I mean, it's going to happen, and you're going to have backup plan, a plan for that plan. And I feel like also with those three-man rush, if AJ's back, fine. I also don't know if I want AJ back off a hamstring pull where he's having to cover for 10 seconds. I think that lends itself to Curtis Samuel finding a way to work open, or Khalil Shakir doing that, or just throwing a jump ball to Keon Coleman, who's a bigger player. And I think you're look, I'm not going to say that you're not onto something because I trust you football-wise way more than I trust myself. I know you know these things, but I do think that even that – I just think he's a good enough player that much like Lamar Jackson and like Patrick Mahomes, it's not – you know, it's not so simple. And you're going to have to stop the run and not – you cannot let him and James Cook be a two-headed monster.
Well, and let me say this, and we got to get to Life of Squid, but – here's what I'll say. In order for me to make the decision, okay, I'm only going to rush three or I'm going to spy, you have to get them in obvious passing downs. And that's where the problem is. Can you get them in obvious passing downs and stop James Cook? I don't know the answer to that. And I think the Falcons are going to be put up to bat to try to be able to do that as well. Hey, a reminder, join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan fires up the grill and shares his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift, at 929 morning shift. That's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, I think
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be at a Publix Friday, Mike.
Can't wait.
That's right.
In Buckhead.
Yeah. Piedmont Road.
I don't want to go too deep in the weeds. That one used to be a Kroger, right? It's the one right across Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah. It used to be the old Disco Kroger, I guess.
Yeah.
Is you sure that's the one?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, I have to double check. But yeah, that, you know, I used to go to that all the time when I lived in Buckhead.
I used to go to that LA Fitness.
When
it was
I did too.
Yeah.
But when it was a Kroger, I saw Joe Hawley in there actually one time.
There you go. Yeah.
That's probably No, this was after his van.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
I didn't talk to him. I saw him. I was like, "Hey, that's Joe Hawley." I was like, "Yeah, I guess he's back from his van trip." Anyways,
I don't think he ever came back.
Well, in body, God bless.
He was just picking up some good rap. Oh no, you saw him at the gym, not Publix. Never mind.
Well, it was a Kroger then too. So, but it's Publix now. So Publix. Anyways, Baron Burton's W Sauce at Publix. I actually got some country style ribs from Publix yesterday. Man, I love cooking those. They're so good. Anyways, all right. Had a few days off. Well, obviously, you know, we played some golf. I did start the new show with Glenn Powell, which is an Omaha Productions in association with ESPN. It's on the Hulu. Chad Powers.
Love it.
Haven't seen it.
But I love that you started it because now I want to watch.
It's so they're doing the slow release. So the first three episodes are out. I've watched all three.
Interesting.
It's kind of what you think. It's got some funny moments. It's awkward. It's got some, it's basically a redemption story.
Okay.
So, but I like it so far. I think it's got a chance. It's, I don't mind some. Everything needs to be like, not everything I watch needs to be like death and, anti-hero.
True crime.
Yeah. Like, not everything has to be the Game of Thrones and Sopranos.
Yeah,
right.
No,
like
I agree
we can
you.
Still like that kind of stuff. I also started the second season of the show with John Cena on HBO called Peacemaker. Dylan, have you seen this?
I haven't seen it, but I want to watch it because it looks very good.
Did you ever watch? You didn't watch the first season either?
No, I didn't watch first season.
So
either.
The first season was really good. I enjoyed it. The second season so far is weird.
Okay.
James Gunn does it.
Yeah, and I know they tied it all up to the DC universe too.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Well, he's a DC.
Yeah, he runs DC.
He's from
now.
The Suicide Squad.
Correct.
Peacemaker, the character's from Suicide Squad.
Interesting.
And they actually the spoiler alert I'll tell you is that both seasons kind of go based off of the Suicide Squad that Peacemaker was in with John Cena.
Yeah.
So John Cena's good in it. So James Gunn's wife stars in it too.
Good stuff.
Which is
nice.
Odd. But yeah, they're both pretty good. You need to catch up on Chat Power so we can talk about it.
Okay.
You need to catch up, Dylan. You need to go ahead and watch the whole season and then this first couple episodes of the second season so you can catch up with me.
What is it on?
HBO Max.
All right, I'm starting it today.
Can you go watch the Catfish show though so we can chop that one up?
Yeah, I need to. I also now want to catch that Ed Gein.
Oh, I've heard it's crazy.
Because our buddy Doug was telling us about it.
I've heard that is nuts.
Yeah. Well, that's a true story as well.
Well, tonight's the night to do it if you're going to do it because we got so much college football and NFL football coming up this weekend that we're going to be keeping track of. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today. Reminder, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Steakhouse is coming up right after this. We'll be back with you in the morning at 6 a.m. Until then, make sure you
watch Chad Powers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.